Good morning. We're continuing here on the Hilchos Shabbos. We're about to start Siman Zayin. So let's give an introduction to Siman Zayin. The Chayyim touches on the two major points over here. The second one first. There's a Tosfos in Shabbos in Daf Yuzayin and Mabez. The Mishnah over there says that a person is allowed to set up traps in Erev Shabbos, even though they're going to trap animals on Shabbos. And this is in conjunction with the Mishnah, which discusses, in general, setting up machines or situations which will result in a malacha taking place on Shabbos, setting it up before Shabbos. So a person is arranging them. The Gemara brings a brisa over there in that context. The person is arranging, sets up an irrigation system which starts before Shabbos and continues to water the fields on Shabbos. The person sets up a pot before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, cooking the food. A person has a dye sitting in a pot, and he sets up the pot with the dye and with the wool, heating it together and causing it to absorb the dyes from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos. The more Mishnah goes through multiple cases, and one is allowed to do that. The more discusses what's the chiddush of that, why that's what's the chiddush of that. But all the cases are there something which a person would do them on Shabbos, a person would be chayiv. And we're saying, since he's setting up before Shabbos, it's taking place on Shabbos of its own volition, it's going to be permitted. So Tosfos grapples with the question, if a person sets up a trap, even if he sets up a trap on Shabbos, and then the animal gets trapped, he didn't do it, the trap did it, so it's like a grama. So even if he does it on Shabbos, it's not going to be a derisa. So of course he could set it up before Shabbos. So a person sets up some type of trap and then steps away, and then the animal steps in and the animal gets caught. So Tosfos is mechadish to answer this question, that if a person sets up a trap on Shabbos and immediately afterwards an animal is caught in that trap, caught by that trap, a person is going to be chayav for the malacha of tzad, even though he stepped away and the machine did it. But since he set up the machine and immediately the machine did this action, it's not considered a groma, it's considered an extension of him. It's like him, it's he was using this machine to accomplish something. So you look at the machine as an extension of the person, and he did the malacha of tzad. If the animal wanders in later, so he sets up the machine on Shabbos, sets up the trap on Shabbos, and then an hour later an animal walks in. So that, the Magen Avraham says that Tosfos agrees is not going to be a malacha deraisa, that's only a groma. The actual reading of the Tosfos actually is confusing. It sounds like maybe Tosfos says even in that case it can be a deraisa. But the Magen Avraham says that's a mistake. But if it happens immediately, it's considered his maisa. Now the Mishnah is saying a Kiddush. Since this is an action which, if a person does it on Shabbos, it could be a deraisa, we need to point out, but if you set up Erev Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. So that Tosfos says this Yisoid. This is one of the sources of discussion, discussions in regards to a person turning on a machine, and the machine is doing something. At what point do we consider the machine's action his action? At what point do we look at it as just being some form of a groma? The Magen Avraham, Siman Reishis Beis, discusses a watermill or a windmill which is turning, and a person puts grain in the hopper. The grain falls down, falls into between the millstones, it gets crushed, which is the malach of Teuchin. He didn't do it, the millstone did it. He didn't put the grain, if he puts the grain in between the two rocks, in between the millstones, arguably that's him using the machine to make something happen, that's clear. He put it in the hopper, and then it fell down, and it goes into the machine. So Magen Avraham says that case is not going to be a deraisa. Other Acharonim, the Evan Ha'ozer, it's a Pirush in Shulchan Aruch, disagrees. He discusses the case of a person takes a leech and puts it on the patient's body. And the leech then latches on and starts sucking blood out of the body. So he's considered a chayiv. The leech automatically starts to suck. So it's like he's extracting blood from the individual, the patient, and he's doing the malacha of chayvul of extracting blood. He says, according to the Magen Rambam, that case should be butter, because the machine is doing it, not him. So this is part of this discussion, of all of the discussions of using machines on Shabbos, is it considered the person's mice or not? Obviously, most cases will be also made rabbanon, but now it's a question, if you're asking a non-Jew to do it, is it considered you're asking him to do a malacha, or asking him to do something challenging rabbanon, which has significant halachic differences? So that's the first point over here that Chayyim is going to talk about, is this Tosis about setting up traps. In the next year, we will introduce the second point in the, of the Chayyim, and then we will see the actual language of Siman Zion. Meanwhile, have a good day.